With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. By all accounts, this year's West Nile virus season has been particularly bad. Both Sacramento and Yolo counties reported their first deaths linked to the virus last week. The county's Mosquito and Vector Control District has been spraying a diluted insecticide throughout the region to kill the mosquitoes that carry the disease. CAP Radio's healthcare reporter Kate Wolf has more on what exactly the district is spraying and what residents can do to slow the spread in their own backyards.
How's it going? Hi, I'm Kate.
David, nice to meet you.
David, great to meet you.
Field technician David Smith stands in the green front garden of a home in Elk Grove. He's been catching and cataloging mosquitoes in the area for the past 16 years.
We'll come out and set these BG traps to kind of see what we're finding in a given area, what type of species.
The traps are soft blue and white cylinders, about 2 feet high. Dry ice inside sends a cloud of human scent into the air to lure mosquitoes. When insects get close, an inverted fan sucks them in.
What you're seeing in there, there's not too much activity. I think you got like two adults in there. And these actually look like our Culex pipien mosquitoes in here. Kind of in general terms, they're one of our vectors for West Nile virus.
West Nile virus originates in birds and is transmitted to humans and other mammals by mosquitoes. For 8 in 10 people who get it, there are no symptoms. For those who do experience symptoms, they're flu-y, a fever, headache, joint pain, sometimes a rash. For an even smaller fraction, the disease is neuroinvasive and causes brain and spinal cord inflammation. Since 2004, California has seen hundreds of cases and deaths, but this year is shaping up to be intense.
Not only did we have record amount of rain, very wet winter, so many different mosquito breeding sources. We've also had, you know, very warm temperatures that are ongoing.
Vector Control District spokeswoman Luz Robles says they've been seeing abnormally high numbers of mosquito cases and dead birds. And human cases are inching up, too. For the first time since 2018, Robles says the district sprayed a diluted insecticide called Dibrom from low-flying planes.
You know, we do them when it's absolutely necessary, when we know that we have to act quickly to interrupt the virus transmission cycle and to be able to protect public health.
The EPA says the active ingredient in Dibrom, called NALED, poses minimal risk to humans, plants, and animals. In the European Union, it's banned because it's deemed more risky than effective. UC Davis epidemiologist Chris Barker says California's climate and agriculture puts its population at a higher risk for getting mosquito-transmitted diseases. So for this region, he says Dibrom is the best option.
I think if there were alternative tools to achieve the same effect and eliminate adult mosquitoes, everybody in public health and mosquito control would love to hear about them.
But there are ways to prevent adult mosquitoes from breeding, and they involve taking action in your backyard. Back at the Elk Grove home, technician David Smith points to an inch of brown liquid at the bottom of a laundry basket outside.
But just that little amount of water right there, if there's eggs in there already, or if the mosquitoes decide that, hey, this is a good spot, they're laying their egg raft, it only takes about 3 days for those eggs to hatch off.
Smith says the best course of action is to flip over anything that could hold liquid and not let water sit stagnant for 3 days or more. So check out your swimming pools, buckets, potted plants, and bird baths. But before you head outside, spray on a good bug repellent. Kate Wolf, CAP Radio News.
You'll find more news at capradio.org.